my friends kept saying, you should come play disc golf, you know, because Belmont was the spot. No, that seems dumb. Disc golf. So we go to the park, and I'm hooked. I mean, now it's 3:30, and you're staring at your watch wondering how soon you can be off working on the course. You're on the course, and the sun's coming down. You're finding your discs with your phone in the grass, going up and doing the same thing the next day. There was really no place around town to buy discs. Used to buy at Renaissance Music. And the guy there was an older guy, and he wasn't friendly. You couldn't touch any of the discs. They were all behind the counter. You'd be like, wow, what does a cheetah do? And he's like, I don't know, it's a Frisbee. So you'd buy because the picture on the front was cool. And I thought, you know, we could do this. There's got to be a demand for it. You're not competing with any big box stores. I remember quitting my job as a contractor. It was summer. We were slow, and I was painting, and I just thought, I'm not going to spend the rest of my life saying what if. I at least have to go out there and fall on my face so that I'm not 50 going, I should have done this. I didn't want regrets. You know, I texted my wife. I said, I'm scared. And she said, you should just do it. And so I did. I put in my 2 weeks and I left. I think everybody thought I was just crazy. I mean, all my brothers went to college and they're all engineers and computer science guys. And here's Jeremy gonna go make a bad decision again and throw away his money. When we opened, I bet we had 4 or 5 shelves of discs. And there was a lot of time after that where, you know, we would do $120 in a day. I remember playing hacky sack inside the store. I might watch a whole movie and not see a customer some days. I think the recession actually helped us. The drop in the economy almost drove the growth of disc golf. Because now you're going to look at what can I take my kids out and do and not have to spend tons of money. So you could spend $25 and play a whole year and not spend any more money.
And by the time that things were starting to look like, hey, we might make it here, my landlord and I could not see eye to eye on the value of their space, so I decided I needed to move.
I had this big idea that an indoor golf store putting room was going to be huge. You know, I'd never heard of anything like that. There was nowhere where anybody could do anything like that. That was a big driving force.
So about 3/4 of both of these sides will be the putting room. The ceiling goes. We exhausted every means we thought necessary or possible on this street to stay. I mean, we were inches away from leaving Belmont. I was ready to give up. But we wanted to stay. This is where we started. I'm glad we could pull it off. We have a little following. It's pretty neat. But that's why we also have to continue to grow.
The community itself in Belmont, as far as property and business-wise, could use a boost of self-worth. It's struggling. It's struggling because not enough of the people who own and live in Belmont care enough. And everybody wants someone else to make the difference for them, and no one is willing to step up and be a difference maker. I shouldn't say no one, but not enough people are willing to step up and be difference makers. It's going to take people actually caring enough about their own stuff to make a difference, because there won't be a big white horse that rides through and saves us and puts new fascia on your business and picks the grass out of the sidewalk in front of your store. So it's going to take the neighbors,